Ladies and gentlemen, Wanderlust enthusiasts and fellow Globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate guide to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. So, let's see where the bubbles take us.
Welcome to Bubblehead Talks Vacations. Today, we're diving into 2024's top travel trends, from the magic of Disney to the hidden gems of Belize and Savannah, plus essential tips for digital nomads and the latest in travel tech.
Attention all travel enthusiasts. Are you ready for the thrill of a lifetime? Bubblehead Vacations presents an exciting upcoming contest that'll have you packing your bags in no time. Here's Dave with all the details.
Your luxury dream cruise awaits. Enter now for the chance to win an all-inclusive Scenics luxury cruise valued at $10,000. Indulge in elegance with gourmet meals, breathtaking views, and unparalleled service. Visit our website shown on the screen. Make sure you enter by January 14th and embark on an unforgettable journey. Don't just dream about adventure, live it. Enter before the time runs out and set sail into luxury.
Welcome back, fellow adventurers, to another exciting segment of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast, where the bubbles will lead us to extraordinary destinations and unforgettable experiences.
Hey, it's Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, and you're listening to Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. You guys have really got to enter that contest for $10,000 luxury cruise. It just costs you your contact information. Can you imagine starting 2024 on an all-exclusive luxury trip like that? Make sure you don't miss out. Now, let's switch gears a bit. As we're wrapping up 2023, I've been reflecting quite a bit on what a ride it was, filled with invaluable lessons and memorable journeys. And speaking of rides, I'm gearing up to run in the Dopey Challenge this week at Walt Disney World. That's right, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and a full marathon race in just 4 days. Really don't know what I was thinking when I signed up for it a year ago, but I am excited to go do it. I'll be sharing that journey on social media, so if you can run alongside me, virtually that is, you can stay tuned because I'll have a full trip report next week on that vacation that Nicole and I are taking down there on that episode. You can follow the hashtag DaveDoesDopey or the hashtag BubbleheadConquers for more details. I also want to acknowledge that it's been a gap since I recorded the last podcast. I think it's actually been a little over 2 months. I tell you what, life got in the way a little bit. I'm going to work really hard this year to make sure I get out more podcast episodes. I appreciate everybody that stuck with me. I appreciate the people that reached out, make sure I was doing okay. Doing fine, just got way overwhelmed. Really, this year was about me figuring out how much I could put on my plate and how much I couldn't. And I've made adjustments, and we're going to be awesome in 2024. So one of the things I was able to do at the end of the year around Christmas was the 12 Nights of Christmas giveaway. It was a blast, and I'm looking forward to all the new connections and stories that we'll share this year from it. Got a lot of great stuff planned in 2024, and I can't wait to dive into it all. So stay with me as we journey into the Where to Wonder in 24 podcast and explore some of the best travel experiences that await us. All right, let's dive into the heart of today's episode. If you haven't already, make sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter at bubbleheadtalksvacations.com. In it, I share some fantastic travel insight, including my top picks for where to wander in 2024. It's an excellent resource for anyone looking to add adventure to their life. First up on the list of places to wander in 2024, in my opinion, and it's where I'll be personally heading today when this podcast comes out or airs, and that's Walt Disney World. I'll be spending a week there, soaking in the magic and the fun. While I'm not sponsored by Disney by any stretch of the imagination, my 2.5 decades, that's right, you heard, almost 30 years now, if you want to be honest about it, I've been to Disney 4 or 5 times a year, made a lot of relationships and connections down there, and also can just give people the lay of the land. That's why I'm your go-to guy for planning a trip down there. From the enchanting resorts and thrilling cruises to character breakfast and park adventures, Disney offers an experience like no other. It's a world where fairy tales do actually come to life, and I can't wait to share my latest adventure with you guys next week. Now let's shift our compass to a destination that's a personal favorite of mine, or it's actually a new favorite of mine, and that's Belize. Last July on a cruise, Nicole and I were able to visit Belize for the first time, and I tell you what, we're eagerly awaiting being able to go back in January of 2025, where we're going to take a group of Bubblehead Voyagers with us. I tell you what, more details will come out in the podcast, but boy, we're really excited about going back. So it's a tapestry of experiences. Picture yourself snorkeling in the crystal clear waters of the Belize Barrier Reef, marveling at the vibrant marine life. And it's not just about the beaches. The inland adventures are equally captivating. We ventured into the heart of the jungle, where ancient Mayan ruins whisper tales of bygone eras. Belize's cultural richness is also something to behold, from the colorful streets of San Pedro to the rhythmic beats of the Garifuna drumming. The fusion of cultures here is Mayan, Creole, Mestizo, and more create a mosaic that's as intriguing as it is inviting. And then, honestly, on this list is Savannah, Georgia. It's a stone throw away from where we're based in Charleston, or in the Charleston area of South Carolina, and it's our go-to spot for quick getaways. Savannah captivates with its cobblestone streets and moss-draped oaks, each corner brimming with a story. Savannah's culinary scene is a journey through southern flavors, from classic shrimp and grits to innovative farm-to-table fare. The city's nightlife buzzes with an energy that's unique of its own, where history and modern dance happen under the starlight sky. But what truly sets Savannah apart is its ethereal charm. The ghost tours there are legendary, offering a glimpse into the city's storied past, filled with tales of intrigue and mystery. And as a hockey enthusiast, catching a minor league hockey game adds an unexpected but thrilling twist to the visit. It's these contrasts, the serene and the spirited, that make Savannah an unforgettable destination. Whether it's the enchantment of Disney, the tropical allure of Belize, or the unique charm of Savannah, each destination offers its own brand of magic. Now, speaking of community and sharing experiences, don't forget to join our Facebook group, Bubblehead Vacation Voyagers. We're building a space for travelers to connect, share stories, and get access to exclusive travel tips and deals. Just search us on Facebook. We can't wait to welcome you, and here's a little more about it.
Set sail on a new adventure with the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers. Be among the first to anchor in our new Facebook group, designed specifically for the Bubblehead travel enthusiasts just like you. Help us chart the course. Share your stories, dreams, and the best-kept secrets of the traveling world. As we grow, so will the perks. Exclusive content, direct travel support from yours truly, the Bubblehead, and first dibs on special offers. Be a part of the foundation of community that's going places. Join the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers today.
We are back, and let me tell you, one of the reasons why I started Bubblehead Vacations was to connect with people. Our Facebook group, Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers, is where I really get to engage with the Bubblehead tribe. The stories, tips, and camaraderie there, unbelievable. Now, let's dive into something that's reshaping the travel landscape, digital nomadism. Last summer, while I was on that cruise that I talked about earlier, where we stopped in Belize, I met friends who were the epitome of digital nomads. They were working remotely from the ship, seamlessly blending travel and work. It's a trend that's growing, and in 2024, it's set to become a more mainstream a thing to do. The beauty of being a digital nomad is that your office can be anywhere with cell service or Wi-Fi. And yes, that includes cruise ships. Imagine conducting a business call with the Caribbean Sea as your backdrop, like I did this summer with a group that I was planning a Disney World trip with while I was on that cruise. It's not just about being free and having freedom. It's about being productive in the most inspiring of settings. What are the best destinations for remote workers? Think places that offer great connectivity, comfortable working spaces, and importantly, a chance to unwind and explore post-work. From co-working spaces in Bali to cafes in Prague, the world is your office. And with more destinations recognizing the digital nomad trend, you're never too far from a Wi-Fi hotspot. Let's talk tools and resources. My big takeaways for successful remote work
while traveling include having the right adapters for things to plug in. And then don't get caught out there with a dead laptop. Battery packs are lifesavers for your mobile devices. And for security, consider authenticator apps that offer an alternative to text-based two-factor authentication, especially handy when you're hopping between networks. Navigating international remote work comes with its legal twists and turns. It's not just about logging in from a breach. You've got to consider visa requirements, tax implications, and local regulations. My advice, do your homework or consult with a professional to stay on the right side of the law when it comes to being a nomad. Speaking of roaming, I love sharing these insights with all of you. It's your engagement that keeps this podcast sailing smoothly, so I encourage you to share these episodes, leave reviews, and spread the word. Your support means the world, and hey, there's even a chance to win with our ongoing contest for podcast shares and reviews. Here's all the detail. Want to win a shopping spree? Your chance is just a review or a share away. Share your love for the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast, post your recommendation, tag us, and add hashtag BubbleheadBest to enter our monthly draw. Or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, take a screenshot of that review, tag Bubblehead Vacations with hashtag BubbleheadBest on any social media platform, and you're in it for a win. Every post and review is your ticket to win. Maximize your chances with two entries by doing both. Hurry, that clock's ticking. Get your entries in before the end of January and get set to win this Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast giveaway.
Hey, let me reiterate this fantastic opportunity, our $25 Amazon gift card giveaway. To get in on this, just share this podcast on any of your favorite social media platforms. The catch is you've got to tag us with Bubblehead Best. So it's hashtag Bubblehead Best. And here's a bonus. Write a review of the podcast, take a screenshot of it, and share on social media with our tag and hashtag. Double your chances, double the fun. We're drawing the lucky winner on February 1st. So let's start sharing and reviewing now. All right. So let's venture the world of hidden gems in travel. Those spots that are off the beaten path, where you find the heart and soul of a place. It's like having a secret key to an undiscovered world. If you're wondering where to begin, it's pretty simple. Start with a sense of curiosity and a desire to explore the unbeaten path. Our website, bubbleheadvacations.com, is a treasure trove of such places. You can search by destination, themes like adventure or cultural exploration, or even by the kind of experience you want, like a secluded beach or historical hideaway. Take, for example, on my Western Caribbean cruise we just took back in July. We had a stop in Honduras last year. It wasn't your typical tourist experience for me and Nicole. We found ourselves on a hidden beach, accessible only through a local guide we found based on people we know in the travel industry. The beach was privately owned by a local family, and it was like stepping into a different world. The water is always crystal clear down there, but this place, the sand looked undisturbed. I didn't have people bothering me for massages or hair braids. It was unbelievable. And the best part, genuine hospitality of the family who owned it, sharing their slice of paradise with us. This, my friends, is the essence of true travel, connection, discovery, and experiences that stay with you forever. But remember, with such beauty and authenticity comes responsibility. Traveling responsibly means respecting these places and their community. It's all about leaving no trace behind, supporting local economies, and engaging with locals in a way that honors their traditions and way of life. Every small action we take as travelers can leave a lasting impact on the people that we are able to meet and have some part in their lives. Now, planning a trip to these hidden gems might seem hard, but that's where the excitement lies. It's about more than just booking a stay. It's about immersing yourself in the experience, understanding that local etiquette, maybe even picking up a few phrases in a local language. If you have nowhere to start, guess what? That's where I come in. At Bubblehead Vacations, we don't just plan trips, we curate experiences. We can help you navigate these lesser-known paths, ensuring your journey is as authentic as it is unforgettable. And speaking of unforgettable journeys, how about a New Year's Eve cruise that you'll talk about for years to come? Join me on a spectacular New Year's Eve cruise aboard the Radiance of the Seas. We're heading right back to Belize, Honduras. It's going to be a celebration like no other. Imagine ringing in 2025, surrounded by the beauty of the Caribbean Sea and the company of fellow travel enthusiasts. Stay tuned for all the details and how you can be a part of this unbelievable experience.
Ready to cruise into 2025 with style and excitement? Your New Year's Eve celebration awaits. Departing from Tampa on December 28th, 2024, Radiance of the Seas invites you to a sensational Western Caribbean holiday. For a limited time, secure your cabin at an amazing rate. It's first come, first serve, so please don't wait. Dance the old year away and welcome the new. Reserve your cabin now by visiting our landing page at the website listed or contacting Bubblehead Vacations directly. Spaces are filling fast for this once-a-year extravaganza. Secure your New Year's Eve 2024 cruise today, and let's make it unforgettable.
As we wrap up this episode, I can't help but imagine how incredible it's going to be to ring in 2025 on a cruise. Picture celebrating the new year in the open sea, a spectacular party under the stars, surrounded by new friends and endless horizons. That's the kind of memory-making adventure we have lined up for you with Radiance of the Seas and Royal Caribbean Cruises. Don't miss out on this. It's going to be unbelievable. Now, let's talk about technology and travel as we get back into our podcast. It's fascinating how tech advancements are reshaping the way we explore the world. These days, with a few clicks, anyone can book a trip, but there's a catch. The internet can't replace the years of connections and experience that a seasoned travel agent brings. Sure, you might find a deal online, but it's the expertise and insider knowledge that turns a good trip into an unbelievably extraordinary one. Speaking of technology, let's talk about the gadgets that are making travel smoother. One of my must-haves is a power strip with multiple connections. It's a lifesaver when you need to charge all of your devices. It never fails. Every hotel room, cruise cabin, whatever, they have one outlet with two plugs in it, or maybe you have four, and then between you, your travel partner, maybe you're a family, everybody's got electronics they need to charge and plug in today. I tell you what, having a multi-port, something that allows you to plug in multiple things, unbelievable stuff you can get out there on the internet. It is something that goes into every time I travel. Don't miss out on something like that. I'm just telling you right now, the biggest tip I can give you to make sure your trip goes as smoothly as it should is to make sure you have one of those multi-port plugs or a power strip. And then let's talk about social media. It's a complete double-edged sword. While it's great for inspiration and sharing experiences, you'll see I'm all over it, right? I'm on it all the time trying to tell a story and make connections, but it's truly a place that is double-edged. That's one reason we're growing our Bubblehead Vacation Voyagers group on Facebook. It's about real people sharing real stories. That's where the magic of travel truly comes alive. But amidst all the connectivity, let's not forget the art of unplugging. I've had the unbelievable fortune of being able to live on a tropical island known as Guam for over 5 years on two different times. And one of the biggest lessons I learned from my island family is the importance of recharging yourself. Sometimes stepping away from the digital world is the best way to connect with the world around you and even with yourself. It's okay to switch off your phone, look up from the screen, and soak in that moment. After all, that's what travel is all about, being present in the wonders that unfold around you. I understand we all want to take those great pictures, but don't lose the picture of what you were there for just to get it on a little small screen. As we bring this episode to a close, I just want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Your support means the world to me and to those around me, and it's what makes Bubblehead Talks Vacation so special. Don't forget, this weekend, I'm taking on the Dopey Challenge at Disney World. Once again, a reminder, that's a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and a full marathon. All back to back, all on 4 days, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I could use all the good luck vibes you can send my way, because even though I've trained and tried to do everything I could to get ready, a lot of positive energy goes a long way. And it'll be the biggest test of endurance I've had. I might have done some triathlons in the past, but nothing comes short to what the grueling pace of what a half marathon followed by a full marathon will put on. But hey, what's life without a few challenges? And they don't call it the Dopey Challenge for nothing. You got to be pretty dopey to sign up for it. And I tell you right about now, I'm beginning to really wonder what I was thinking. But like I said earlier, make sure you follow hashtag Dave Does Dopey or hashtag Bubblehead Conquers Dopey
to follow my progress through the weekend. Hey, a very happy new year to all of you. Here's to a 2024 filled with new adventures, unforgettable journeys, and plenty of stories to share. Let's make this year one where we chase those travel dreams and turn them into reality. And don't forget about all the different things I talked about as far as things I've asked you to come and try and do. There's the Luxury Cruise Contest that closes on January 14th. Make sure you sign up for that at a minimum. All I need from you is an email address on that. There's the $25 Amazon gift card giveaway for sharing that you've listened to the podcast and making sure you're tagging hashtag BubbleheadBest. There's our fantastic New Year's Eve cruise that we're doing next New Year's Eve. I know it's a year away, but I'm telling you right now, the best deals come when you plan it out. This is the time to go get that done. Remember to share the podcast, tag us, and use that hashtag BubbleheadBest. And of course, join our Facebook group. Join the family. Join the tribe. Join Bubblehead Vacations Voyager to connect with fellow travel enthusiasts. All right, that's it for today's episode. As you can see, I'm trying out some new stuff. We're taking this thing live on video this year. So I'm going to tell you what, it's been a challenge. I'm going to grow. It'll get better, but I appreciate everybody that stuck with me. And as you go about your day, make sure you take a deep breath and let's see where those bubbles take it. Until next time, this is Dave Bryant, your Bubblehead, wishing you fair winds and following seas on your travel journey. Have a good one.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.